Okay, so we're going to start now. Tonight we're going to talk about why Hashem tells, why does Hashem tell Avram that he's going to destroy Sodom? Right, we know that the three people come to visit Avram. Avram does the mitzvah of Hachnasas Orchim, and then they leave. And then in Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud Zayin, the Torah says, Vashem Amar, and Hashem said, Hamechase ani me'Avram asher ani oseh, am I going to hide from Avram that which I plan to do? Va'Avram, ha'yayiyah l'goy gadol v'atzim, Avram's going to be this great and mighty nation, nivruchu bo kol goy ha'aretz, and all the nations of the earth are going to bless themselves by him. Ki yadati v'laman asher yitzaves, banav es beso achra v'shamu derech Hashem, lasot stoko mishpat, because I know him, that he's going to command his children after him, that they should engage, they should observe the way of Hashem, to engage in charity and justice. L'man havi Hashem al Avram es asher diber alav, so that Hashem should bring upon Avram for that which he has promised him. And then he goes on to say, Hashem says that he's going to destroy Sodom, and Avram pleads with him. So why do you think, you probably can figure out these reasons together, but we just see the formulation in some of the Mefarshim. Why do you think that Hashem tells Avram what he's going to do?
Yeah.
It's Avram's land. In other words, Avram's an interested party. Avram is a stakeholder. It's like, for example, you know, Hashem wants to give notice to Avram. Avram's the father of the land. It's like, you know, if you're doing something to, if you're harming my interest, at least it's courteous, common courtesy to let me know. Okay?
And I think God is showing us the way on how to deal with this in the future. Things of this nature that we should be praying for other people, not just for ourselves.
So you're saying that Hashem said this because he wanted Avram to pray to him.
As opposed to Noah, who did not.
Okay. Exactly right.
So he did this because he wanted Avram to pray for him. Okay, why else?
It could be that, you know, if you don't take the mishpat, you're going to lose the land, just like stone.
Okay, so he wants to sort of tell him sort of how to behave. Okay, so we're gonna discuss each of these three approaches. Yeah, hello, anyone else?
Yeah, he also knows that Lot is there, so there's a personal interest there.
Right. Okay. So right, you're saying why is he a personal interest? Either because Lot's there or because it's his land. Okay. Good. So we're gonna.
God chose Abraham to teach the world about Tzedek and Mishpat, right? And
right.
This is a way for him to demonstrate that.
To demonstrate, right. In other words, you're saying that Abraham's job is to educate people of how to behave, and if they don't behave well, this is what happens to them, right? You tell the scary story of
Stone. So that by how he acts, he's teaching the world what Tzedek and Mishpat means.
Oh, interesting. You're saying prayer is Tzedek and Mishpat.
I'm saying his argument with God.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Right. No, but
demonstration of what you should do to seek justice in the world.
Right. Now, how does Avram deal with the fact that now you're saying it's not. Okay, it's not that Sodom and Amorah are not engaged in Tzedek and Mishpat. It's that Avram's engaging in Tzedek and Mishpat by praying to Hashem and or arguing with Hashem, try to change the outcome. Okay, I like that. Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
It can also be that he stayed Sodom, you know, when he went to fight Avram before.
So he saved,
you know, from the Malach, the five against the four kings.
Right. Yeah.
And Avram is the one who saved Sodom.
Right.
So he's going to tell them, so you know, I'm going to destroy what you saved.
So. Oh, okay, right. So again, that's like the first school of thought. Like Avram is a stakeholder. Okay, we have a few possibilities.
That's because of Lot. Yeah, right.
Good. Right, because of Lot, because he saved Sodom, or because it's his land. Okay, good. So we're going to discuss all these three different approaches. Good. So let's see. So the first thing that's interesting is that it almost seems like we have Hashem's humility here again. Because, like, you know, we know that famous Rashi in the beginning of Bereishis, where Hashem says, where it says, Nasa Adam B'Tzalmeinu, let's create man. And there Rashi says, Nasa Adam, Ava Pi Shelo Siyuhu B'Tziraso, even though they did not the angels did not help in creating man. V'yesh makom lemidim lirdos, and there's room for heretics to believe that you have these angels that are as powerful as God, that God needs to consult the angels, because that's what he's doing. So lo nimna kasuv mi lalami derech eretz midas anava shehi agado nimlach v'noto v'shus b'yakata. So it's appropriate, it's derech eretz, that even a great person should, it's a sign of humility that he, obviously he asks permission, as it were, he's courteous to someone who's smaller than him. And so maybe you could look at this. No one suggested this. I guess we discussed this. Maybe in some sense, it could simply be it shows humility. But you might just argue that before it shows humility by Hashem. But I think, as you all pointed out in your thoughts, that obviously there's more here, because the Torah says, Hashem says, should I hide from Avram? That's that which I'm going to do. He's going to be a great nation, and Vishama, and he's going to teach his kids the Tzedakah Mishpat. So the first approach. The first school of thought is what some of you mentioned, is that Avraham Avinu has a stake in the matter, right? It's common.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
And maybe Avraham figured it out to start with, because he had three angels that came to him, one to make him healthy, one to tell Sarah she's going to have a baby, the third guy had no job. So maybe he could figure it out. He was going to go to this place, the third Malach.
I don't know. I have no way to either agree with you or disagree with you. I'm not sure. I don't know. Could there have been other possible jobs he might have had? Did Avram know that they were so bad Hashem was going to actually destroy Sodom? Maybe.
Is destroying Sodom a logical third alternative?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. So, especially because Avram seems to be this like Rav Chesed person who cannot contemplate anyone being destroyed. He's this like, I could see Sarah maybe anticipating it, because she's like, she's boundaries, right? But Avram is like, he's all about chesed, always about more and more. But okay, so.
Could it be that Hashem's saying that to Avram, once Hashem is late, he's saying that I'm not going to destroy something if there's something he can do.
He's trying to show how his method works. Okay, yeah, it could be. So, we're going to first do the first school of thought. We're going to see some Mefarshim, some Parshanim who use the first school of thought, some use the second school of thought, and one and maybe two who use the third school of thought. The first school of thought is because Avram has a stake in the matter. So Rashi, in Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud Zayin, says, "Amachase ani bitmiya." He's asking a question, "Asher ani oseh bistom?" Should I hide that which I'm doing in Sodom? Lo yafeli lasot davar ze shlomidato. It's not yafeh. It's not yafeli. It's not nice, says God. It's not nice for me not to do this without God, notifying Avram. Anina Sati, as Evan points out, Anina Sati lo zaharet azos, I gave him this land. V'chamisha krachim alo shalohen. These are Avram's land. As the Pasuk says, Shenem ar gvul ha-Kanani mitziron bo'ach ha-Sodom v'Amora. So these are the Canaanite lands from Canaan, and obviously Klai Yisrael are eventually going to inherit Canaan. Karasi also Avraham, I call him also Avraham, Av Hamon Goyim, he is the father of many nations. V'ashmida sabanim lo di lo'av shehu ohavai. I'm going to destroy the children. So I would say scrap what I just said before. It's not that they're going to that we're going to conquer the Canaanim. Avram is an Av Hamon Goyim. He's the spiritual father of all these nations. And I'm going to destroy these children, that Avram is their spiritual father. And I'm not going to notify their father whom I love. So again, so he really says a few things. Number one is, this is his land. Rashi, I think, says two things, actually. That Avram's a stakeholder because this is his land, and also because Avram is the father of these people, and Hashem loves Avram. The
Avram also their neighbor?
What?
Isn't Avram also their neighbor, and he's just acting like the neighbor? He's not, why would he want to destroy his neighbors?
Right, so I guess Hashem's saying, according to Rashi, he's saying more than that. He's more than simply a neighbor. He could be, but he's saying more than that, that he's really their Av Hamon Goyim. You could make that argument. It's more compelling if he's their father than if he's simply a neighbor. But I think you're right. That could also be something courteous to know. You should know. Don't go next door because there's going to be sulfur and ash next door. So stay in your house. It could be tell your neighbor what's going on. But again, it's more than that. Again, he's the father. He's the father. There's more than that. Like Avram feels responsible for them. He's supposed to teach him what to do. The Rashbam says,
"Wait, Rabbi, one second.
Yeah.
Rashi says, you know, in the first case in Bereshit, right? He says, Nase Adam, that God is saying, let us make a man.
Right.
It's almost like he's asking or he's involving the Malachim right. in that process.
Right.
Here, he's just informing Abraham.
Correct.
So it's not really an analogous situation.
Correct. Yeah, yeah. No, I agree with you. I agree with you. I would just try to say that maybe, but the act of notice, one could argue, is still a sign of courtesy. I would say you're right. I agree with you. In other words, in Bereshit, it almost... that's more of consulting, you know, and maybe if the angels will disagree, God won't do it, as it may be, like that's what it may imply. But here, Hashem's doing it, he's just notifying it. One's more, one's humility and one's common courtesy. I agree. In any case, the Rashbam says, Hamachasenim Avram, again, this is still the first school of thought. Masha ani rotzi lafokas Sodom. Am I going to hide from Avram that which I want to turn over Sodom? Variyodeh shebanav yishmu derech Hashem. And I know that his children will guard the way of Hashem. V'yisku lahavi aleihem es asher dibur la'avram laseis lahem eretz Kanaan. And they will merit the eretz Kanaan. V'lo hayaros midachlas banavim. So these cities will belong to his children. And he listen, Ve'echachriv karka shelo, karka shchedav. Okay, Herbie, we've got the shchedav. Shelo bidato. How can I destroy his land or the land of his neighbors without telling him? But I think the Rashbam is focusing more. He does mention the neighbors. But I think he mentioned more than that. That, again, what does the pasuk say? Right? The Torah is saying that, what are we focusing on? So Rashi is saying, but Rashi said that he is Nivichu Bo Kol Goyar. He's like the Av Hamon Goyim, right? And also Avram Yeh LeGoy Gadol. I guess he's going to be a great nation, and they're going to. Rashbam is saying they're going to take over. That Goy Gadol is going to take over this land. So shouldn't I tell them, right? So that's sort of the Rashbam. The land will belong to Avram's children. So you should notify Avram first. Now the. The final approach in this first school of thought is the Radak. The Radak says, Vashem Amar, he says, Hakel Hanigla Ela Batchila Lo Di Inyan Sodom. So Hashem first informed him about Sodom, Modi Uhu, Achar Shero Inyan Amalachim, after he showed him the idea of the angels, Bamarahi Batzma Dvar Sodom, then he showed him in a vision the what's going on with Sodom? V'amar etam l'maho diyuhu. Why did he inform him? Ki amar hamachasini mi Avraham ve'echi itached she'achases zem mimenu. How can I hide this from him? V'nei haya yiyeh l'goy gadol v'atzum. It's going to be a great nation. V'rov ha'olam yisyashe mizaro. Most of the world will come from his, will be populated from his children. Ve'ech achasem mimenu ma'ashini oseh v'olam. How can I hide from him what will happen in the world? So va'od v'nivrchu bo kol goyei haaretz, and also the all the nations will be blessed from him. So again, he's goy gadol v'atzum. He's going to have many descendants who are going to inhabit this land, and also bizchuso hemomdim, that the whole world is in existence because of him. You know who ikar ha'olam? He's the main star. He's what keeps the world around. He's the ikar. He's the main part of the world. Vidinhu sheodianu, and it's appropriate that I should inform him. So all of these approaches really focus, I think, on this first piece. Pasuk Yitzayin, Hashem says, should I hide from Avram that which I'm going to do? So do you focus on Pasuk Yudches as Yudches, or do you focus on Yudtes? That Avram, Hashem's going to notify Avram because he's going to be a great nation, and his kids will inherit the land, and the whole nations are blessed because of him. So he has a stake in the matter, or his kids will inherit the land, and they're going to be neighbors. He's an Avram on Goyim. So are we focusing on Pasuk Yudches as the reason? Or is really Yudches is simply a precursor for Yudtes, which is the real reason? Yudches focuses on that Avram is a stakeholder in the process, and therefore it's common courtesy to inform him. So now we say Pasuk Yudtes talks about there's an educational reason for informing Avram. So that actually the Radak says. If you look at the middle of this Radak, it says, Va'o ki yadatif shehu yorim imbani va'o evad oti v'yadati sheyu banav kamahu. And I know that he's going to fear me and he's going to love me. And I know this kid are going to be like him. But the end, I'm going to inform him, Lamana Shir Tzavitz Bonav, so he's going to command his kids, Sheyishbaru, Derech Hashem, Lasa Tzedakah Mishpa, they should guard the way of Hashem, to engage in Tzedakah and Mishpat, righteousness and justice, Ki Yobar Lohem, because he will say to them, Shimu Derech Hashem, Yitav Lohem, guard the way of Hashem, and it will be good for you. Vimlo Tishmu, if you don't guard the way of Hashem, Yase Imochem Behefech, the opposite will happen to you. And everything that I'm telling you that you should, what Avram's commanding his kids and his descendants, that you should follow the way of Hashem. If you don't, then if you do, then good things will happen. But if not, bad things will happen. Maybe you'll say that, oh, what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah? Yes, Sodom and Gomorrah, they were known to be evil. They were known to behave in a violent, unethical way. And they were the antithesis of Avraham Avinu. But maybe if they got destroyed, you could still say that it happened because there was an earthquake. Why are you going to attribute that to something divine? Hinei hu amar elai kodom sheyashchitem sheyashchit Sodom v'Gomorrah b'avur ma'aseh ha'ra'im. The fact that Hashem tells Avraham beforehand, so that proves that it's divine. You know, it's sort of like that whole debate about Kriyas Yamsuf. Is Kriyas Yamsuf, was that natural or unnatural? So the Ramban says everything that happened in Kriyas Yamsuf, I believe he said, that's all unnatural. The Rambam says, no, one can explain all the events of that happened, not just Kriyas Yamsuf, the 10 plagues, that one could explain the 10 plagues and also Kriyas Yamsuf in a natural way. They could give a nat, yeah, but Hashem told Moshe before every single incident that it was going to happen, and that's what makes it unusual. Now, you're right, you could have these natural occurrences, but when Hashem says beforehand that this is going to happen, so then obviously it's supernatural. So that's the point here, the fact that Hashem says that Sodom and Gomorrah are going to be destroyed, so now that's so Avram, you're telling your kids and your descendants you have to behave in an ethical, moral fashion. And by the way, there's reward and punishment, and just to demonstrate that I'm correct, that the ethical moral way is the correct way, you should know that if you don't act like this, so Hashem said that he was going to punish nobody more if they didn't behave like this, and in fact he did. So that's sort of the Radak.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
I think it's more than just Hashem is doing this out of courtesy to inform Avraham. Hashem doesn't want. Hashem doesn't want Avram to think that he's welching on the deal. Hashem just made a deal with Avram, and he said, you know, I'm going to give you all this land, and, you know, this will be the bris between us. And, you know, he gives him the bris milah. And now Avram is sitting and hurting, recovering from the bris milah, and here Hashem's going to violate the deal and destroy part of the land.
That's interesting. I haven't seen that. That's an interesting thought. You're saying he wants to...
He wants to say that Avram shouldn't think that Hashem's not reliable, okay. That he's watching on the deal.
Okay. He wants to explain how this fits into the overall plot. Okay, I hear that. I haven't seen that. That's very interesting. Very interesting. And in any case, the second approach, again, focuses on Pasuk Yutes, which is, again, to teach justice in the world. So that's the second answer in the Radak. The Dazakanian Bali tells us a little bit different formulation. And he says, if you look in the second to last line, Dasakadim, he says, Lufisha Yeh Lagoy Gadol, because he has a great nation, he's going to have a great nation. Aglelo Din Shel Sodom, I'm going to inform him of what's going to happen to Sodom. Ki Yodani Bo, Ki Laman Din, Sheaseber Hashem Halol, Yitzaves Banav, Lishmor Derech Hashem Latzot Zalkum Mishpat. Because I know that, so because I will perform justice to, I'll deal with these wicked people, he's going to command his kids to do what is correct. And Laman Havi, to bring, so that Hashem can bring to Avram that which he's supposed to do, which is what? So Hashem is informing Avram to tell your kids that, by the way, you know, you're going to, he's sort of connecting both psukim, that Avram's going to be a great, have a great nation, and they're going to live in Eretz, they're going to eventually conquer Eretz Yisrael, but if they don't behave ethically and morally, they don't engage in Tzedakah Mishpat, so they won't inherit the land. And what's my proof for that? Sodom and Amorah. That's Das Akedim. And Chizkun, in a similar formulation, he says, Lemana Shirit Sava as Bodav as Beisha Shiva Achrof Shelo Yeheka Anshe Sodom, Penya Gialeim Kamasim Harishayim, El Yishmu Derech Hashem Latsu Tzedakah Mishpat. Simply saying, don't be like Sodom. So again, similar educational, you don't want your children to be like Sodom. So there you have the first two approaches. The focus on Pasuk Yud Ches, notify Avram because he has a stake in the matter, common courtesy, right? Or is it mostly educational, so he will teach justice in the world? I saw actually Toldos Yitzchak Yaakov, which is, this is written by a student of the Baal Shem Tov, who sort of combines both answers. And he says the following. So he says, right, so if you look at the second paragraph, Hashem Amar Mechaseni Me'Avram Asher Di Osev, Amram Hoya Yiyah L'Gad Godav Atzav Divu Chubo Kol Goyi Aret. So he cites this pasuk, Samach Zeh L'Mash Amar V'Amram Holech Imam L'Shalchab. This, he links this to that which the pasuk says, that Avram was walking with the angel to send them away. Lir Moshe Tzchus HaLevaya G'dolah, to tell you that the merit of escorting a guest out is very important. In the merit of that, Hashem revealed that which he plans to do with Sodom. So what's the reason? Because he's going to be a great nation. So therefore, you shouldn't hide that which we're saying. Okay? Right? But then he says, so what? So he says, Vatshuva, the next line, Nirali Shenasan Sibos Rabos, Lisheroi Shiglo Mashiyasa Bisdom. There are a number of reasons that why Hashem told him what he's going to do with Sodom. Siba Rishona, what's the first reason? Shiya Lagoi Golovatsum, Shinamarbo Av Hamongoim Nesaticha, Veich Erog Lebani Vlordia La Av Shibedina Niosa. So, yeah, this is sort of, I guess, like what Alan was saying. I mean, sort of, right? I promised that he's going to be a father to many nations. How could I kill the children and not inform the father that which I'm doing? Siba Shnia, second reason. V'nivichubo kol goyaretz. They're going to be blessed among all the nations of the world. Echem roglanchis dom shehem echem migoyaretz. So Avram is supposed to be blessed, and the sense going to be blessed from all the nations of the land. How can I kill the people of Sodom, that they're one of the nations of the land? Shim erogosam, because if I kill them, imkein lo nivichubo avaro. What does the pasuk say? That Hashem tells Avram, v'yim lechacha, right, that your children, the families of the land, are going to be blessed through you. So if they're being killed, so what does that mean? They're not going to be blessed through you. Right? Siva Shlishi is the third reason. The Fisha Hu Oavai. He's my beloved. The Derech Oavim Legalo Sodoseyev. It's cute, right? And you know, lovers like to reveal their secrets to each other. Zesh Amar Ki Yedativ. I know him, right? Yediyah, in the biblical sense, obviously is something intimate. Right? So Vedacha. Siba Ravis.
It's the pasuk in Sod Hashem V'Reyav. I don't know.
Sorry?
This pasuk that said Sod Hashem V'Reyav.
L'Reyav. Sod Hashem V'Reyav. Right. Yeah. But right. But here it says to the ones who love me, the Ahava. But yeah. Siba Ravis, the fourth reason. The Ma'a Shir Yitzav Es Bar Es Beis of Achra V'Shavu Derech Hashem. Lasa Tzaka Bishpat. So the fourth is, because he can tell his kids about Tzaka Bishpat. If they think I'm not doing mishpat, then Avram's contradicting his words. He's telling his kids that they should observe the way of Hashem. And what's he going to say that's the way of Hashem? He should do judgment, justice. And his children are going to say the opposite. They're going to think that the people of Sodom are righteous. I'm not doing justice with them. So therefore, so that's why he tells them, right? And again, you know, he gives the fifth reason is to scare the kids. It's tochacha, that Avram should scare them and say that if you don't do this, it's going to happen in Sodom, right? It's like he quotes the in Achrei Mos, right? He cites that it's like what Chazal say, you know, Achrei Mos Shnei Bnei Aaron, after the two sons of Aaron died, that Hashem says, what? Don't drink, what? Kohen shouldn't drink wine. So what's he saying? Don't, Chazal say here, like, don't eat cold food and don't, whatever, don't, you know, don't eat unhealthy food and don't sleep outside, so you shouldn't die like this person died. So in other words, if you give an example of someone who didn't act appropriately, so That's more effective. So that's the reason why he's, that Avram can use this as rebuke towards others, who are, you know, to who wants to influence. Again, so we have both goals: Yudches or Yudtes. Is the focus Yudches, common courtesy to Avram, or Yudtes, educational? Tolos Yaakov Yosef has both approaches. And finally, you could also learn, I think Ben suggested this first in tonight's year, that maybe the focus is why he tells it, is really Pasuk Chav Gimel and Ad. Pasuk Chav Gimel and Ad. Okay? Where Avram is davening to Hashem. So Mike wanted to call that Stucco Mishpah, which is interesting. It's interesting. I think just to be precise, you know, you're saying he's going to command his kids and they should observe the way of Hashem to do tztaka u'mishpat. So you want to say that means to argue with Hashem. That's interesting. I haven't seen that, but I wonder if anyone says this. Okay? I guess what you're saying, Mike, and Mike's focusing on the Pasuk Chafei. Hashuvi kolores lo yasa mishpat. So Avram, when he sees, because his kids, he's going to teach his kids about mishpat, he needs to challenge. He needs to discuss things when he thinks things aren't necessarily correct and argue against them. You need to always have a moral compass about everything. Maybe that's, Rabbi, yeah.
Why does he say a few pesukim later that he's going to go down and check it out himself? So if he's saying that he welcomes Abraham's challenging him, which would make sense with the tzedek and mishpat thing,
right.
But at the end, he doesn't do that, and he says to Abraham, I'm going to go down and check it out and see really whether they deserve it or not. So he is making the decision himself, not leaving it as a discussion, which...
No, so in other words, it's not, let's put it this way, it's not always, and I'm just formulating, I'm trying to expand on what Mike is saying. So Mike, if you want to help me out, you can, but let me take a shot at this. So I'm thinking that it's not like you're necessarily going to change Hashem's mind, but Hashem wants us to struggle with things that may seem to be wrong in this world, and to sort of struggle what's ethical, what's moral, and to go through this process of struggling with issues. In other words, there's nothing wrong with, at the end of the day, we believe in Hashem at the end. At the end of the day, right, Avram struggles with it, and at the end of the day, he accepts whatever Hashem says. So it might not be necessarily only to convince Hashem, but maybe to struggle to do what's right, and when you hear that something bad's going to happen, so you want to try to see if you can undo that bad, even if you don't undo the bad in terms of the result, but struggling with tzedakah mishpat, and in the world, that's fine. That's maybe what Mike wants to say. Yeah, is that good, Mike?
I think you said it very well.
Okay.
I mean, by acting as a defense attorney.
Right.
Okay, he's fighting against, he's struggling against, or he's struggling for justice.
Right. At the end of the day, we accept what Hashem does, but we're allowed to struggle with it, right? Yeah, okay. Right. And then, just to get to Ben's point, where the Malbim, I'll just read one line here. The Malbim answered a whole bunch of questions, and it says the goal is the Gamfdesh is, and this is actually sort of like what It's a different way of looking at what Mike was saying. I think it's different. The Gam Kadeshi is Spalah Alam Yivaka Shlem Zchoski Ayadav Yivarchu Ko Yaretz. Hashem wants Avram to daven, and I think that Drash Moshe Feinstein, I don't have it in the Bar Ilan, but in his Sefer Drash Moshe Feinstein also says this, that he wants to get Avram to daven. Hashem sometimes creates scenarios that ask us to daven. For example, anyone who is passionate about politics in a little bit, hopefully have been motivated to daven for these past few weeks. I'm not taking a political position. All I'm saying is that sometimes, or the pandemic, we don't know exactly why Hashem does A, B, or C, and is the suffering worth it? You know, we're never going to know the answer. But sometimes there are challenges in the world to get us to pray, to get us to contemplate. Again, you can look at it in terms of to struggle with tzedakah u'mishpat, like what Mike wanted to say, or like what Ben wanted to say, that just to try to develop it, to dive into Hashem, to help build a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's value to that. And in fact, Rav Nosson of Breslov says that Hashem already decided that Sodom would be destroyed. But the opportunity to get Avram to daven, therefore you must tell Avram what will happen. That's the tzedakah in the Mishpat. The tzedakah in the Mishpat is when unfortunately, you know, we have to deal with Mishpat, with justice that we're not happy with. The tzedakah is that we still have the relationship with Hashem, even in troubled times. That's, of course, why tefillah, the essence of tefillah, I've said this before, quote the Ramban who holds that the purpose of tefillah, the only time there's a mitzvah, the rice of tefillah, is in times of crisis. Everything else is practice. It's important that we have that practice. Because it's so that why? So that indeed, when we're in crisis, we don't just say, okay, God, I'm in crisis now. I'll get back to you later when I'm happy. No, the main point we're in crisis to realize that this is especially when we should have that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I think there's two sides to the same coin, maybe. In other words, you got the one approach, which is, again, Hashem's telling Avram common courtesy. Number two is educational, so Avram will teach justice and use Stoneman as an example for how not to behave. This would happen when you're unethical. The third is because to get Avram to struggle with something bad that's going to happen and why this is the case. And or is to get Avram to pray to Hashem. And that's what we always want to do. We always want to struggle. And I think both are correct. We want to struggle when bad things are happening, try to make sense of it to the extent we can. And secondly, is to use as an opportunity to connect with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. And at the same time, Avram, right, what do you say when he said no one died from a good question, right? Avram struggled with this, and he's still with the Kaddish Baruch Hu even after that. And that's what we do. We struggle, we daven, we build the relationship, and we still have and maintain that relationship even after that challenging time is over. So that is
maybe to